News.
It's 0 degrees and cloudy at 4 o'clock from the QNET Newsroom. Good afternoon, I'm Buckley Smith. Belleville Council will be meeting tonight with the main topic to be discussed, a possible speed limit change on Front Street. The entire road is currently set at 50 kilometers per hour, although the Traffic Advisory Committee has discussed changing that to 30 kilometers an hour or 40 kilometers an hour. It is believed the change will make it safer for pedestrians, and the Belleville Downtown Improvement Area Committee is in favor of the changes. Council is set to meet at Belleville City Hall tonight at 5. It looks like people in Belleville decided to stay away from drinking and driving on Super Bowl Sunday, opting instead to stay in and watch the game. On Sunday night, police conducted a ride program throughout the city of Belleville, checking 330 vehicles in the process. Only one motorist was charged with a Highway Traffic Act infraction. Indigenous Affairs Minister Carolyn Bennett met with victims' families in Winnipeg today as she prepares for an inquiry into missing and murdered Aboriginal women. Bennett says it will be a challenge to set the parameters for the inquiry.
We will need, to work through what is that right balance with way too broad and way too narrow, and find that balance.
Bennett says she heard the frustration in Winnipeg of families who mistrust police and politicians and who feel like Indigenous victims are not given the same treatment as others. Willie Starr, whose sister Jennifer Catchway disappeared in 2008, says he would like to see statistics on how often families are unsatisfied with police investigations. Premier Kathleen Wynne says despite challenges, Ontario is on track to receive 10,000 Syrian refugees by the end of this month. The federal government is aiming to settle 25,000 refugees by the end of February, with about two-thirds expected to be government-assisted. Wynne says the refugee resettlement has been a remarkable success story, though she admits there have been some timing issues.
At this juncture, we can be confident that our combined efforts are working. Now, maybe not quite as quickly or as seamlessly as we would like in every single case. There will always be situations where there are refinements that are needed, but we are rising to the occasion.
About 7,000 Syrian refugees have already settled in Ontario since December 10th, and today the Premier announced details of some of the funding committed to helping them. The largest organization for post-secondary students in Canada is calling on the federal government to fund university and college education the same way it does healthcare. The Canadian Federation of Students is pushing for a federal post-secondary education bill that would see the federal government become more active in an area of provincial jurisdiction. The student group says the federal government should repurpose cash used for programs like the Registered Education Savings Plan and instead create a $3.3 billion annual transfer for provinces to make post-secondary education free for students. The Federation says existing funding and education savings programs don't help low-income students pay for a college or university education. The federal conservatives are calling the Trudeau government's new plan to combat Islamic State militants in Iraq and Syria a step backward for Canada. Interim conservative leader Rona Ambrose says the decision to end Canada's bombing mission in the Middle East is a mistake.
The bottom line is Mr. Trudeau does not think this is our fight. Today he ended our combat mission against ISIS. That says it all. If he doesn't think that we should use our military against this group, I don't know when he thinks we would ever use our military. I think it's shameful.
The Liberals say Canadian bombs will stop falling by February 22nd, but more military personnel will be deployed to northern Iraq to provide planning, targeting, and intelligence expertise. The owner of an auto body shop says one of the men accused of killing Tim Bosma called him to have a black pickup truck painted. Tony DiCiano says Delaine Millard called him on May 8, 2013, a few days after Bosma was reported missing. He said he called him wanting a rush job on the work, but then left a message the next day to cancel the order. DiCiano says this is the first time that Millard, who was a longtime customer, had wanted a truck repainted or asked for such a quick turnaround. Bosma disappeared on the night of May 6, 2013, after taking two strangers on a test drive of the truck he was trying to sell. His body was found a week later, burned beyond recognition. The Crown alleges Bosma was shot inside his truck, and later his body was burned in an incinerator. Millard, 30, of Toronto, and Mark Smick, 28, from Oakville, Ontario, have pleaded not guilty to first-degree murder charges. Gian Gomeshi's sexual assault trial has heard from a woman who says it felt like the former radio host was smothering her when he covered her mouth with his hand as she tried to get away from him. The woman, who cannot be identified, says she first met the disgraced broadcaster at a Toronto dance festival in the early 2000s. She says they had been previously introduced in passing, but she didn't really know him until the festival. The woman says she went out for dinner with him one night during the festival and later met him in an isolated part of a nearby park where she says they made out. She says that at some point while he was kissing her, she felt his hand and his teeth on her shoulder before his hands moved around her neck. The complainant says she felt like a switch had happened and Gomeshi was no longer the same person. When she tried to free herself from his hold, she says he put his hand on her mouth, sort of smothering her. She said the two didn't talk after the alleged incident, but she did meet up with him at a later date for romantic interactions. Gomeshi has admitted to engaging in rough sexual acts, but says all interactions were consensual. The charges against him include sexual assault and overcoming resistance through choking. He has pled not guilty to all the charges. That's QNET News on 91X to 407. Sports is next.
A new year means a fresh chance to have the career you've been searching for. The life you want doesn't have to be out of reach. This year, grab it. Where does your new beginning begin? Start here. Loyalist Community Employment Services. From second career advice and job search support to the new Youth Job Connection Program, see how they can help you. Visit Loyalist Community Employment Services, Dundas Street beside Pinnacle. Whatever your age or stage of life, start here.
This Employment Ontario program is funded in part by the Government of Canada.
Good afternoon, I'm Tyler Penny with QNET News Sports. The Wellington Dukes showed their offensive firepower by handing a 10-1 beating on the visiting Lindsay Muskies. Ben Soke scored 3 goals with 2 assists, and Tyler Burney added a pair of goals as well. The Dukes outshot the Muskies 46-21. Wellington is set to play Kingston on Thursday night. One Loyalist Lancer had a record-setting weekend. Ottawa native Sarah Yafu of the Loyalist Lancers is now the new record holder for kills in an OCAA women's volleyball season. A kill is awarded to a player any time an attack is unreturnable by the opposing team, resulting in a point. With 3 games to go in the regular season, Yafu has 273 kills, surpassing the previous OCAA record of 270 kills set by Shauna Metcalf of Cambrian College in 2012-2013. Yafu broke the record with 18 kills on the weekend as the Lancers lost to the North Bay Condor Panthers 3-2. Sidney Crosby's scoring streak has earned him NHL First Star of the Week honors. The Pittsburgh captain had 5 goals and 3 assists in 3 games last week and now has at least a point in 10 straight contests. Senators defenseman Erik Karlsson and Florida center Vincent Trocheck round out the week's 3 stars. There are 4 games on tap in the NHL tonight, starting with the Anaheim Ducks traveling to Pittsburgh to take on the Red Hot Penguins at 7. The New Jersey Devils are in the Big Apple to take on the New York Rangers at 7 as well. The Ottawa Senators look to ground the Lightning as they take on Tampa Bay and Ottawa at 7:30. And the Florida Panthers travel to the Motor City to take on the Detroit Red Wings at 7:30. The Toronto Raptors are looking to finish strong with only 2 games remaining going into the All-Star break. The Raptors are in Detroit tonight to take on the Pistons at 7:30, and the Raps are set to finish off the first half of the season against the Minnesota Timberwolves on February 10th. The NBA All-Star weekend is fast approaching, with festivities kicking off this Friday with the Rising Stars Challenge. The league's top rookies and sophomores will hit the hardwood at Air Canada Center to compete against each other in a U.S. versus the world game. The skills competition is on the 13th, and the weekend will come to a close with the All-Star game on the 14th. The New York Knicks have fired head coach Derek Fisher after the team lost 5 straight in 9 of 10 games to fall well back in the Eastern Conference playoff race. Knicks team president Phil Jackson says he believes Fisher was prepared for the job, despite never having a professional coach before. The players are also responsible for the team's poor performance.
I think Derek was prepared. I think he took this business seriously. I think he was a dedicated worker. So some of that onus is on the players, and I let them know that today.
Send us your team or league scores. Email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. Back to Buckley Smith for the weather.
The forecast for Belleville today, cloudy with a high of plus one. Tonight, remaining cloudy with 40% chances of flurries and a low of minus four. Tuesday, we should have flurries and a high of minus one. And Wednesday, cloudy with 60% chance of flurries. At 4:11, it's 0 degrees. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Buckley Smith, QNET News, News on 91X, next at 5 o'clock.